This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. French voters have propelled the far-right national rally to a strong lead in first-round legislative elections and plunged the country into political uncertainty. That's according to polling projections. French President Emmanuel Macron, who called the surprised elections just 3 weeks ago, urged voters to rally against the far right. Projections by polling agencies suggest the national rally stands a good chance of winning a majority in the lower house of parliament for the first time, with an estimated one-third of the first-round vote. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Participation was high in the first round on Sunday, underlining how France's rumbling political crisis has energized the electorate. Macron will remain president after the election, but he will have to pick a prime minister from whichever party or alliance can command a majority in the National Assembly, regardless of how divergent their policies are from his own. France's electoral system can make it hard to predict the distribution of seats, and the final outcome will not be known until the second round of voting ends on July 7th.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said again on Sunday his stance that Israel will not stop its war until it achieves its goals in what he says will be victory over Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli forces advanced further into a neighborhood in northern Gaza and also pushed deeper into western and central Rafah in the south, killing at least six Palestinians and destroying several homes, residents said. On Saturday, the military announced the death of two Israeli soldiers in northern Gaza.